Well, good morning, church family. Good morning.
早上好.
Well, I can see that you know, a lot of people are already off preparing or are celebrating Christmas. A lot of our family is out traveling.
显然很多家庭已经在路上或出门 庆祝圣诞节。
And I noticed that at our household, we also have been preparing for Christmas.
我们家里也是在准备过圣诞节。
You know, and I've noticed that for most families, most of the preparations seem to fall on the mom or the wife, you know, for Christmas.
好像大多数家庭为过节做准备都是妈妈的事情。
There's lots of parties, and at least for our kids, lots of like school parties, and there's just lots of different things going on.
很多各种各样的聚会，比如说学校里的聚会，各种各样的活动都在进行中。
And so it would be easy to kind of it would be kind of easy to get lost in the preparations without kind of preparing our hearts.
这样多的活动中，我们有的时候就会忘记准备、预备我们的心，来真正的迎接圣诞节。
And so this morning, I just want us to take time to prepare our hearts.
所以今天早上，我希望我们能够有时间来预备我们的心。
I have been going with the English ministry. We've been going through the Advent season.
在英语堂，我们一直在讲降临节。
Advent is it comes from the Latin word adventus, which means coming.
Advent 降临节这个字词根是拉丁语的 Advent, 意思就是将要来临。And
so you'll notice there's some candles up on the stage here, and each candle represents something a little bit different.
我们看到这里，我们有三根蜡烛，每根蜡烛都有自己的意义。
One candle, we've been walking through this together. One candle is called the prophet's candle.
我们在英语堂已经讲过，第一根蜡烛是先知的蜡烛。
And it represents hope. So it talked about the prophets and how the prophets predicted this Messiah that would be coming.
这根蜡烛代表希望。 我们在英语堂回顾了先知们很早以前就已经预约了耶稣的来临。
Last week, Joe Chalufo came in and he talked about faith. The next candle is called Bethlehem's candle, or it's Mary and Joseph's candle.
第二根蜡烛是伯利恒、玛利和约瑟的蜡烛，代表信仰。
And so it really talks about the faith that Mary and Joseph had as they were told what to do, and they just by faith they obeyed.
这表示玛丽和约瑟他们两个人都是凭着信心接受了上帝的启示，然后就凭着信心去行。And
this third candle is called the shepherd's candle.
第三根蜡烛称作牧羊人的蜡烛。And
it represents the shepherd's joy. Okay, so joy.
代表牧羊人的喜乐，欢喜快乐。
And this last candle we'll light this on Christmas Eve. If you come to the Christmas Eve service, if you're part of that, we'll light this last candle.
最后这根蜡烛呢，我们是要在圣诞夜那天那个晚上点燃。如果你们在圣诞夜来参加我们的聚会的话，我们将在那个时候点燃这最后一根蜡烛。
So, but this morning we're going to be talking about the shepherd's candle, joy.
今天呢，我们就要讲一讲牧羊人的蜡烛，欢喜快乐的蜡烛。
There was a piece recently on CBS News about an anonymous businessman who seeks to give joy to people during this Advent season.
最近 CBS 电视台呢报道了一个故事，就是有一位匿名的隐瞒姓名的有钱人呢，每年在降临节圣诞节将要到来的时候呢，就想都要做一些事情来分享。
Every year this this anonymous businessman, he gives about $100,000 each year he gives away in the form of $100 bills to different people.
每年这个时候呢，他就会拿出10万美元，都是百元大钞，然后随机的选一些陌生人，把这些百元大钞给他们。
But this year, instead of lots of times he'll just go out and give it to random people, but this year, instead of giving it out himself, what he did is he approached a sheriff's department.
往年呢，他都是自己去到街上找一些人，随便给出这些百元大钞。但是今年呢，他去了一个警察局。
He went to the Jackson County Sheriff's Department in Kansas City, Missouri, and he gathered the officers early in the morning, and he gave them money.
这一次呢，他到了密苏里州。坎萨斯城 Jackson Dream 的警察局，他在早上把一群警察招拢来，然后每个人给了他们一些百元大钞。
And so this was kind of a reverse sting operation where, you know, he used to give these officers $100 bills, and they were to pull people over, you know, they were to pull people over and then and give them a gift.
这就像是警察通常的那种卧底行动的那个一种反版，因为通常警察都是在路上拦下车，然后是给他们罚单。这一次呢，他让警察把人拦下了以后，给他们百元大钞。
And so what they did is they specifically targeted cars that were dented or that were run down, and they, you know, they would follow people, and then they would turn on their lights and pull them over.
这次呢，而且他们这些警察呢，就专门找那些他们觉得最需要这些百元大钞人，找那些破破烂烂的车，然后呢就闪灯，然后把他们再拦到路边。
And so it's kind of fun to watch. You can actually see it if you pull up CBS and look for this piece, but they had cameras, since they have body cameras, and they had sound connected to them, so you could kind of see the interaction that they had with people.
你可能可以在 CBS 的网站上找到这些video clips 这些视频，因为他警察身上都装了那个摄像机，所以你可以看到那些被拦下来的人的各种各样的反应。
And you can imagine people's reactions when they are pulled over, and you can imagine your own reaction when you're pulled over by the police. It's usually not good. It's not a good reaction.
你可以想象一下，你被警察拦下来的时候，一开始会是什么样的反应？
One lady, as the police officer was walking up, so he's got the camera on, he's walking up to her car, her window's down, and she's talking on her phone, and she says something like this. She says, "He looked straight at me. He turned around. He pulled me out with no cause. Hold on."Yes.
所以其中有一位女士呢，那个警察这样带着摄像机走到她窗口的时候，她正在手机里面跟朋友抱怨说，这警察看了我一眼，然后就把我拦下了，我什么也没做。
And the officer politely approached her and said, "How are you doing today, ma'am?"
然后那个警察很有礼貌的上前问她说，哎，你今天怎么样？过得怎么样？
And she said,I was good until he pulled me over.
所以他就回答说，你拦下我之前我过得都不错。
And he said, "Well, on behalf of Secret Santa, I'd like to give this to you." And he gave her $100.
然后那个警察就说，我代表神秘的圣诞老人给你这百元大钞。
And it's funny because you just see people's shock, you know, set into their hearts, and they're just overwhelmed with like, what are you doing?
你就可以看到人那些人的表情，他们惊呆了，他们不知道怎么回事。
And actually, this woman, she actually started crying. She burst into tears.
这位女士事实上就哭了起来。
And she was a mother of three, and she just shared with the officer that, you know, that he saved her Christmas because now she was able to.She just couldn't afford gifts for her kids, and so she was able to buy gifts for her kids.
所以她告诉这个警察，她有三个孩子，她之前一直发愁，不知道圣诞节怎么过。现在这个百元大钞呢，真的是救了她。
But what was great? It was truly great. It was truly joyful. It's just fun to even watch the video because you see these police officers. And again, you know, at least in Missouri, police officers, just what happened in the past year, have not had a great reputation with the people.
这些视频实在是很值得一看，因为我们都知道过去这一年，在密苏里弗格森那边发生了什么事情，所以警察的声誉一直不是特别好。
But it was fun to watch because some people were just overwhelmed and some people got out of the car and like hugged the police officer and was like hugging him like that. Or there was one elderly lady who planted a kiss, you know, like kiss the officer, right?
所以你看到这些人，他们真的是喜出望外，他们一开始惊呆了，然后非常的开心，有的人就跳出车外，紧紧的拥抱那个警察，有一个年长的女士还在警察脸上亲了一口。
But it's interesting because the reporter who was putting the piece together, he interviewed this wealthy businessman.
很有意思的是，那个记者后来又去采访了这个有钱人。
And he said, you know, what do you want the police officers to get out of this?
他问你要警察们从这个过程中学到什么呢？
He said, I want them to experience joy.
他回答说：“我要他们经历喜乐。”
He said, as tough as they are, they have hearts that are bigger than the world, and I just want them to experience the joy.
虽然这些警察都是硬汉子，但实际上他们都有一颗爱人的心，所以我希望他们能够经历喜乐。
You know, and so sometimes as the cameras were on the police officers, you could see them after they left the car. You know, you could see them smiling. You could just see them, and you wonder sometimes.You know, who experienced more joy? Was it the police officers who were able to give $100 to everyone that they pulled over? Or was it the person that received it? You know, just this experience of just joy.
大家想想看，谁得到了更多的喜乐呢？是呢，收到了百元大钞的人呢，还是那些给出百元大钞的警察？我们通过那个视频可以看到，那些警察给完钱以后，脸上的笑容是非常的灿烂。
See, so that's joy, and that's real joy, that's authentic joy.
这实在是真正的喜乐。
But the church, as we look at the season, the church has a, we have a deeper reason to have that joy.
但是作为教会，我们在这个季节实在是有更深刻的理由来喜乐。
And so this morning we're going to look at why. Why is it? You know, if we look a little bit deeper, if we look at what God was doing, why can the church have that deeper joy, and why can we share that joy with others?
今天早上我们就来看一下为什么作为基督的教会，我们有更深的理由来喜乐。
Why is the birth of this baby so significant? And what does God reveal about himself? What does he show us about himself through this birth?
我们今天就来看一下这个婴孩为什么这么重要。那个上帝在这个耶稣诞生这件事上要向我们显示什么呢？
If you'd like to follow along in your own Bibles, you can turn to Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8.
我们来看一看《路加福音》第二章，第八节到二十节。
Otherwise, it'll be up here on the screen. No, maybe not. Luke, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20.
路加福音二章第八节到二十节。
Listen to God's word.
上帝说。
That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep.
在伯利恒之野地里，有牧羊的人夜间安着根刺看守羊群。
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
But the angel reassured them.Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news of great joy for everyone.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And this is how you will recognize him. You will find...A baby lying in a manger wrapped snugly in strips of cloth.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Suddenly the angel was joined with a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God.
忽然有一大堆天兵同那天使赞美神说，赞美神说，
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all whom God favors.
在至高之地荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看着所成的事，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger.
他们急忙去了，就看见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child.
既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished.
凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child just as the angel had said.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Okay, so what does God reveal about himself? What does he show? When we read this story, inspired Luke the physician to write this story, what is he expressing? What is he revealing about himself?
那这段场景里面，上帝显示了什么呢？
One of the ways that we can discover what God is saying and how he reveals himself and what it means to us is we look at contrast.
我们来看一看上帝显示耶稣降临这件事里面其中的很多的对比。
That is, what we do is we look at the story and we see how God assesses what he finds important, how he assesses people. Okay, we look at how he views the world through his lens, and then we turn it around and look back at ourselves and go, hey, do we assess the world in the same way? Do we assess people? Do we look and value the same things that he values?
我们来看看上帝的眼光和我们的眼光有什么样的不同。
So one of the things that scripture does is it takes, one of the things that I enjoy about scriptures is that it takes what the world values, okay? So we see what the world values and then it turns it on its head, okay?
圣经里面常常我们可以看到上帝怎么样把我们世间的价值观完全颠倒过来。
And we can see this contrast as we look at how God orchestrates the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们通过上帝怎么样的呈现耶稣的诞生，可以看出这种对照。
In chapter 1 of Luke, angel announced that Mary's child would be part of an everlasting kingdom.
在路加福音第一章里，圣经提到天使告诉玛丽，她的孩子将会是一个永恒国度的君王。
And then later in Luke 1, Zechariah said that the coming one, that this would be the coming one who would be like the rising sun who provides light to guide our feet in the way of peace.
后来在路加福音一章78-79里又提到，这将来的将会像初升的太阳，路加福音一章78，因为神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Alright, so if you listen to the language, you listen to one, they were expecting one who would be part of an everlasting kingdom, one who would be like the rising sun. They were expecting the King of Kings. They were expecting in their hearts and in their minds, they were expecting something big.
所以在预言耶稣降生的地方，他们的用的语言都是讲到将要来的是一个永恒国度的君王，是非常 有力量非常强大的这样的一个形象。
I mean, for the Jews, this would be like someone who had never come before.
对犹太人来讲，这是前所未有的。
They knew that it would be from the line of David, at least that's what the prophecy said, but this would be like a king that they had never seen before.
犹太人一直相信这将来的弥赛亚是大卫的后裔，将是万王之王。
And yet, look at verse 8. Here comes the contrast, okay? Look down at verse 8 with me. That night, some shepherds.
但是你看在路加福音第二章，我们刚才读的第八节里面，看看是怎么样的一个情形。
God chose to reveal his plan to the common and ordinary shepherd.
看看上帝最先选择对什么样的人展示他的计划，是一些非常普通、非常平常的牧羊人。
These are not kings. You think if you're going to reveal a king of kings, you would reveal this to the kings who exist. You would reveal this to great military leaders. You would reveal it to someone who's big, wouldn't you?
既然要来的是万王之王，那难道不应该最先呈现在那些地上的君王、地上的统帅面前吗？
But these were just the most common people that you could find.
但是上帝却选择了最最平常、最最普通的牧羊人。
Also, if you look down in verse 12, it says this. It says, "And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby."Lying in a manger.、Right?
然后第十二节又说，你怎么样能够看出是我说的那个婴孩呢？你们会看到一个婴孩卧在马槽里。
You would think if it was going to be the King of Kings, if it would be like a king that had never come before, it would be a king that would be found. He would say to the shepherds, "You will find this king in a palace, lying on a bed of gold."
既然将来的是一个万王之王，为什么不让他出生在皇宫里，睡在金子做的床上呢？
No, he said to the shepherds, he said, no, you're going to find this baby lying in a trough where animals eat from.
结果这里天使对牧羊人说，你会在一个马槽里，就是那些动物牲口饮水吃那个喂食的马槽里找到这个婴孩。
You know, one morning when I lived in Chicago, I was driving into Chicago on the Kennedy Expressway. I was going to visit a friend for lunch.
多年前我住在芝加哥的时候，有一天我在 Kennedy 大道上开，准备进城和一个朋友吃饭。
And so I'm driving in on the highway, and everything's going fine, and I notice that there's so I hear helicopters over my car.
忽然我听到有直升机的声音，然后看到有两架直升机在我头上盘旋。
And I look up, and I see that there's not one helicopter, but there's two helicopters flying over my car.
所以我看到有两架直升机在我车子上面盘旋。
And then I had this weird experience where I had there were brightly yellow trucks. They were large trucks. They were highway trucks. They pull in front of my car, and then the two lanes beside me, and they slam on their brakes.
然后我就看到有一辆黄色的那种高速公路的安全车。冲到了我的前面，另外又有另两辆黄色的安全车挡住了其他的两条路，然后突然停下来。
And so I also slam on my brakes, and I kind of pull the thing where, you know, like when I'm like, what is going on? Because they stop so abruptly.
我也赶紧刹车，心里面很震惊，到底发生什么事了？
So there's helicopters flying over, and there's these trucks that have stopped.All of the Kennedy, all of the expressway from my car, the cars in front, all the way back, and traffic is backing up.
所以你想象一下，直升机在头上盘旋，然后三辆大卡车突然封锁了每一个车道，整个交通完全停止。
You know, and there's no explanation. I probably wait there for maybe 1 minute, and no one gets out of their car. There's no flags. There's no lights or anything like that.
我坐着停在那里，没有任何解释，也不知道发生了什么事情。
And there was another expressway that was coming and merging onto this expressway, and I look over and I see three red vans.
然后看到那个旁边那个上高速的那个通道上面开来三辆红色的厢型车。
And the vans leisurely pull onto the Kennan Expressway and have a free and clear shot straight into Chicago with no traffic in front of them.
这三辆红色的厢型车开上了肯尼迪大道，畅通无阻的一路开进。
And I think to myself, who is it? Like, who is this? Who do they think they are? You know? I mean, that's the way to travel.
我在那里想，什么人呐？能够这样出门倒是很神奇的。
No traffic, no tollways.
没有交通阻塞，也不需要交什么过路过桥费。
That's the way to go. And so I turn on my radio, and I, you know, as I'm driving to visit my friend in Chinatown, you know, I figure out that the President Bush had a stay in Chicago that day.
后来我打开收音机，后来才知道原来是布什总统那天造访芝加哥。
And so in one of those vans, you know, that was the president.
所以那三辆红色厢型车里面的一辆里坐的是总统。
But you see, that's how the world announces kings, right? When there is helicopters flying over and there is a police escort and you have, you know, red carpets and you have spotlights and you have a free, clear pathway all the way into Chicago, that is how the world looks, views, and announces kings.
你看这在这世界上统治者出场是这样的，是这样的一种规模。没有任何的交通阻塞，然后直升飞机在头上盘旋，所有的聚光灯照在这个统治者的身上，红地毯、军乐队等等等等。
You see, but not for this king. This was something very different. Something that would, again, when we look at it, it is unexpected.
但我们这里的万王之王耶稣出场却是如此的悄无声息。
When this child is born, it is without any kind of fanfare whatsoever.
这位君王出生的时候没有任何的
Again,
没有任何的绚丽的出场。
He is born in a town that is not known for much of anything at all.
他出生的这个城市默默无闻。
Again, if you would think of a king who had was unmatched, who was like no other kings before him, you would think that this king would be born in a place like Rome, like where all streets come together in Rome, or even Jerusalem.
如果这么重要的一个君王出生，我们可能会觉得不是应该出生在那条条大路通罗马的那样的一个地方吗？起码也应该出生在耶路撒冷。
But the town that Jesus was born in reminds me of the town that my grandparents grew up in.
但是耶稣出生的这个小镇使我想到了我祖父母出生的那个小镇。
I used to go to a place called Delta, Utah.
我祖父母出生的地方叫犹他州的 Delta.
Yeah, not a single stoplight, not a McDonald's, there was nothing there.
里面连一个交通灯都没有，连麦当劳都没有，什么都没有。
But why? Why would God choose to have shepherds announce this? Why would God choose to have the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, be born in a no-name town?
为什么上帝选择让世界的救主，让万王之王出生在这么一个默默无闻的小镇，以这样一种悄无声息的方式？
There's a famous singer, his name is Bono, it's kind of a strange name, but he's the lead singer of U2.
不知道大家是不是知道有一个乐队叫 U2, 他的主唱手叫 Bono。
And even he recognizes this contrast of what we are talking about, like, wow.What a strange thing to see a king be born in such humble circumstances.
他曾经写到这样的一个对照，这么伟大的万王之王出生在这么一个卑微的情形。
He says this. Bono says this. He says, The idea that there's a force of love and logic behind the universe is overwhelming to start with if you believe it.
Bono 写到，在这个宇宙的背后，支撑着宇宙的是一个爱和逻辑的力量，这本身就已经够惊人的了。
But the idea that that same love and logic would choose to describe itself as a baby, born in excrement and straw and poverty, is genius.
但这样一个爱和逻辑的力量，竟然呈现在这么一个婴孩身上，出生在污粪、枯草、贫困中，这简直是神来之笔，是天才。
And he says for him, he says, and it brings me to my knees literally. To me as a poet, I just stand in awe of that. It's a thing that makes me a believer, although it didn't dawn on me for many years.
想到这一点，我就不由得屈膝敬拜。作为一个诗人，我对此敬畏不已。这就是这一点使我成为了一个信徒。虽然我过了很多年才意识到这一点。
Okay, so what is it that God is revealing about this humble birth? That he chose Luke to write out this story of this birth that just seems to have such little pompous, such little fanfare.
那在这么一个卑微的降生的场景，路加描述的场景里，上帝到底要向我们显示什么呢？
You know, things that even like Bono recognizes, there's some strange contrast.
这个场景是 Bono 这样的人充分的意识到这里面的截然不同的对照。
See, and here is the reason for joy.
Here's
a reason for joy.
这里面就是喜乐的原因。
So that God doesn't see one of the wonderful things about God is that he has his perspective. He has a perspective that is completely different from our own.
上帝奇妙的地方就在于他的视角，他的观点和我们不一样。
He looks at the world and looks at people completely different from us.
他看这个世界，看人的角度和我们完全不同。
See, Jesus is not important because of where he was born, or the setting of his birth.
所以耶稣的重要性不在乎他是怎样的出生，在怎么样的地方出生。
If that was the case, God would have orchestrated it much differently. God would have had him born in a different place, in different circumstances, and I mean, it would look a lot different.
如果他出生的地方和场景重要的话，上帝可能就不会以这样的方式让耶稣出生。
Jesus was important because of who he was before the Father.
耶稣的重要性在乎他是谁。
It's the most humble birth for the most exalted person ever shows some key values that God has.
历史上最重要的人物以如此卑微的形式出生，确确实实的显示上帝的观点和我们不同。
You see, Christ's value was found in his place before the Father. Our value is the same.
所以耶稣的重要性在乎他在上帝面前的地位。
When I look at the shepherds,And when I walk in their shoes, I wonder what they think.
我想象一下自己如果是牧羊人的话，会是怎么样的一个感觉？
You know, I mean, I wonder as they were watching their sheep at night, and then an angel comes down to them and shares this message. And again, they have the same reaction that everyone else has when an angel comes down and gives them a message, right?
那牧羊人在夜里看守羊群的时候，天使突然向他们显现，向他们分享。向他们显示了这样的一个信息，想象一下他们的反应可能和我们都一样。
Everyone's first response is just fear. Like, I mean, and I'm sure we would feel the same way if an angel appeared to us. Everyone's first response is like, you know, who are you? Like, go away. This is crazy.
我们如果真的有天使向我们显现的话，我们第一反应一定也是惧怕。你是谁啊？
But as we kind of like think about like how was it that what did they experience and they were given the message that look there is going to the Savior the Messiah is coming he's come tonight and I want you to be there.
想象一下，天使竟然把这么重要的信息给了这些普通的牧羊人。
I want you to be a part of what is happening, and so I am sharing this message with you.
我要你们成为这个事情的一部分，要让你们成为这个信息的传送者。
So I imagine, look at the shepherds. I imagine if they ask themselves, it's like, why us? Like why us?
你想一下，那些牧羊人肯定会想，为什么选我们呀？
See, and the great thing is, I just love how God just takes people and He looks at people and with completely different eyes than the world looks at them.
上帝就常常拣选人，然后用完全不同的眼光看他们。
He says to people, "You are significant because of who you are before me."
他告诉我们，你是不是重要，完全是在乎你在我的面前是怎么样的一个情况。
What you do in life.What your occupation is, what you drive, where you live, that does not matter to me.
你在这个世界上做了什么？你在住的什么房子？开的什么车子？你的职位是什么？对我完全不重要。
What gives people value in life is who they are before God.
在上帝眼里，你是不是重要？完全是。在乎你在上帝的眼中是怎么样的一个地位。
And so church, he has given us the same message. He's like, here, I want to show you, I want to give to you the Messiah. Here is a Savior. I'm going to, what we sang about, when we talked about all these angels giving us this message.
所以弟兄姐妹，上帝也是在跟我们分享这个信息，让我们参与这个弥赛亚来临的事件。
And one of the messages was that we could be a second, it talked about a second birth.
我们想象一下耶稣的再次降临。
It's like, hey, I want to give you this message that you have, that is, I'm giving it to the church, I'm giving it to you.
上帝说，教会，我把这个信息跟你们分享。
So church family, this message of,Good news of great joy for everyone has been given to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个上好的佳音已经给了我们。
And one of the joys that we have is that we're freed from finding our significance in anything else except for who we are in front of Jesus Christ.
所以我们喜乐的原因之一就是我们的重要性不在依靠我们在世界上所做的事情，而是在于在上帝眼中我们的地位。
So sometimes I wonder, church, if everything else was stripped away, would we be able to find our value, our significance, our joy this season just in Jesus Christ?
所以想象一下，我们能够在这个季节发现我们的人生的意义，完全在乎耶稣。
All right, what else does God display about himself through this story?
那上帝在耶稣降生这一节经文里还要向我们显示什么呢？
Here's what else he shows. He says that God is a God of community and he seeks to involve himself with creation.
上帝是一个喜欢合一，喜欢参与的神。他愿意亲身参与建造。
I mean, this, in one sense, this is a very private moment for Mary and Joseph, but it involves others as well.
耶稣的降生，你可以说只是玛丽和约瑟的事，但实际上也有很多别的人在参与。
You know, there's this birth that Mary and Joseph had, but God includes His creation. It's like He asked the shepherds to be a part of this.
牧羊人参与其中，天使也参与其中。
And the angels are part of this. And we know in Matthew that he brings the Magi to be a part of this. So this just happens to this small community that he brings his creation, includes them in what he's doing.
在马太福音里面，我们知道上帝还让东方来的智者参与其中。
We got to celebrate my son's third birthday yesterday.
昨天我们是我们儿子三岁的生日。
And so, for he wanted a birthday that was like his sister's birthday.
所以他要他的生日庆祝会，他说要跟他姐姐一样。
So his sisters had cupcakes, so Zach wanted cupcakes as well.
所以他姐姐过生日的时候有那个小蛋糕，所以 Zach 他也要小蛋糕。
And you know, for your birthday, you think that if it's your birthday, you want a cake.You want a cake made for you. You want people to make your cake, and then you give the cake, and you've got the candles all ready for it, and so you can blow out the candles.
我们通常觉得生日嘛，应该蛋糕应该别人做好了送给你。
But Zach is different. Zach, when he heard that we were going to make the cupcakes, he wanted to make the cupcakes with us.
但 Zach 不一样。Zach 他发现我们知道我们要做蛋糕的时候，他说我也要一起做。
It's like when he knows what the family's doing.Then he wants to be a part of what the family's doing.
所以他是一家人一起想做什么时候，他也要一起做。
You see, and it's like a joy because our whole family, and you know, and we've got family here, and so even my little nephew, he's younger than Zach. We all had our bowls, and we were all stirring together. We're all stirring the cupcake mix together.
因为我的侄儿也正好跟我们一起，所以我们一家人都在那里忙忙碌碌的一起做那个小蛋糕，在那里弄面啊，烤啊。
Yeah. And so you see what joy. See, there was just joy in that Zach wanted to participate in what we were doing. Okay.
所以 Zach 和我们一起参与了以后，大家都很开心。
And for Sarah and I, we want to include him in what we're doing.It's like a joy for us to include him in what we're doing.
所以 Sarah 和我也很喜欢我们的儿子一起参与我们家庭的活动，大家都会很喜乐。
I mean, I know there's challenges. I mean, there's flour and sugar flying out of the, you know, out of the bowl and stuff like that. But it was a joy. It was a joy to, you know, to make cupcakes with my son.
当然，小孩一起做蛋糕会弄得很 messy, 弄得很乱七八糟，那个面粉啊，弄得到处都是。但是大家都很开心。
You see, and that's why the Father, when he looks at us, when he looks at the church, he just wants, he takes joy in including the church.
所以我们天上的父亲也是一样，他想，他要我们所有的人都参与在他的计划当中。
God's hand is operating in the city of Auburn Hills and Rochester. He's doing things. He's working in families. He's working in people. He's working in Detroit.
所以上帝的手也在 Auburn Hills, 在 Rochester Hills,运作在底特律运作，他要我们所有的人都成为他计划的一部分。
And he's working among us. He's working in our community, in our church family.
他也在我们教会每一个家庭里面做工。
And see what he wants to do is he wants to take one family or one person. He wants to use that family to inspire or to encourage or to build up another family.
他会用一个家庭来给所有的家庭带来启示。
Or he wants to use OCC, he wants to take our church family and go, I want to include you. There's things that I'm doing, there's things that I want to accomplish, there's things that I want to show myself to the community, and I want you to be a part of it. I want you to be used by me.
所以上帝要使我们整个 UCC 成为他计划的一部分，成为他的社区的一部分。
I've been sharing with the youth group about a young girl named Ava Lee. She's 6 years old.
我在英语堂和青少年们一直在分享六岁的 Ava Lee 的故事。
She was at our retreat a couple of years ago, and she has a rare form of cancer. She's got two different kinds of cancer, and they kind of combine into one.
几年前 ，Ava Lee 参加了我们教会的退休会，他呢得了一种很罕见的癌症，是两种不同的癌症一起并发。
And so I've been sharing with our English ministry, and I've been sharing with the church to pray with her, pray for her.
所以我们教会一直在为她祷告。
And so we've been praying for her for months. We've been praying for her to be cancer free.
我们祷告她能够免于癌症的折磨。
I remember praying for her to find a match for her bone marrow transplant.
我们祷告她能够找到匹配的骨髓。
And we've been praying for the doctors to have wisdom and discernment.
我们祷告医生们能有智慧。
And then we prayed for Ava to have a good response to the bone marrow transplant that she had a couple of weeks ago.
我们为她的骨髓移植祷告，也为她能够移植以后不出现任何不良反应祷告。
And what's been so encouraging is to see when I look at the reports, when I look at like her mom, Ava's mom has a website, and so you can kind of see what's happening, and you can see also the rest of the church kind of praying for Ava.
Ava Lee 的母亲呢建了一个网站，你在上面可以看到她的跟癌症斗争的这个过程，也可以看到各个教会为他们祷告。
And so God's people in Chicago, where they're from, and then God's people in Seattle, where they are now getting treatment, and God's people here in Detroit are joining in to just pray for Ava.
他们在芝加哥的教会，他们现在在西雅图治疗的地方的教会和我们底特律的各个教会，我们大家都一起在为他祷告。
And so we received the joyful news on this past Friday that Ava is now cancer free.
这个过去的星期五呢，我们得到了好消息 ，Ava 现在终于身体内没有癌细胞了。
And so since Ava's not here, you know, since we can't, like there was, her mom announced it, you know, like in her website and on Facebook. And what was so cool to see was just this eruption from the church, you know, all these messages just praising God, just, you know, giving thanks because we could just see God's hand working.
你非常激动人心的就是星期五 Ava 的妈妈在网站上宣布这个消息的时候，你就看到各地的教会涌起的赞美感谢神的声音。
But through it all, it's like I could sense that God's community was a part of this. It's almost like God was showing something through Ava and her family.
所以这整个过程，上帝的子民，一起参与在这个为 Ava Lee 祷告的这个过程，就好像上帝通过 Ava Lee 这件事情，再一次向我们显明了他自己。
And so just like Zach participating, who our son just likes to participate in what we're doing, there's also a joy for us when we're like, ah, God is using us. We can see, we can feel it, we can sense it, we can see the fruit of it. There's a joy in that.
就像我儿子喜欢参与家庭的活动一样，上帝也真的是让我们能够参与，能够使用我们参与在他的计划当中，那实在是一非常喜乐的事情。
See, and that's what happened with the shepherds, and that's what happened with Mary.
这也是这个喜乐的反应，也很自然的在玛丽和约瑟和那些牧羊人身上。
See, if you look down in verse 16, it says they ran to the village. They ran to the village. After they heard this, the angels left, the shepherds, they ran to the village.
所以在那个十七节说那些牧羊人听到天使的话以后，他们就跑到了那个伯利恒的小村。
Verse 17, the shepherds told everyone what had happened. They just couldn't wait to tell people what had happened.
他们看到了以后就急不可待的去把这个好消息传开了。
And you can see people's response too. They were all astonished.They all, like, when they hear this story of what God said would happen, and then this happens, they were all astonished.
所以听所有听到这个消息的人都惊讶，都惊呆了。
And then we see two responses. We see one from Mary, right? Mary is like, Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart.
然后我们看到玛丽另一种很不同的反应。玛丽把这一切存在心里，很安静的反复思想。
You know, so for us during Christmas time, you might have experienced this sometimes where you just quietly treasure, where you quietly just kind of celebrate or enjoy in your own heart. You just remember what Christ has done in your life.
所以我们在这个圣诞的季节也可以有两种不同的感觉，一种就是像玛丽一样安静的思想上帝和耶稣为我们做的事情。
Where you remember back to who you were before you met Jesus Christ, and then you look now at the blessing that you have now, and you just treasure that. You just remember that. You recall back to where you once were and who you are now, and you just store that up. You're just like, ah, I remember once who I once was.
我们可以安静的回想我们在没有信主之前是什么样的光景，再想一想我们现在的情形，然后可以再安静的在心里思想。
Or you look at the shepherds and it says the shepherds went back to their fields and flock, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them.
或者我们也可以像牧羊人一样，在因为看到的和听见的一切事情，就 把归荣耀于主，赞美，高声赞美，感谢神。
That's a very different expression, isn't it? That's like Mary was really kind of having her own moment with the Lord, just kind of storing that and remembering that. But the shepherds, on the other hand, were just like, I just picture them praising or singing all the way back, you know, just like, just enjoying, praising God. Just this expression, outward expression together, kind of corporately, I don't know, praising God, saying things, singing, I don't know.
所以可以有两种不同的表现，一种就像玛丽一样安静的在心里面和上帝同在，庆祝上帝，感谢上耶稣的降生；另外一种可以像牧羊人一样，一路的想象一下他们看到耶稣以后，一路的高呼、高唱、唱歌，欢欣鼓舞的赞美神。
But this is just it was just a natural expression for them. It just outflow. It was just an outflow of their heart, right? Of what they'd experienced with Jesus Christ.
这都是很自然的反应。
So church, how will you experience the joy in Him this season?
所以这个圣诞的季节，你们是怎么样的在庆祝耶稣的诞生呢？
I want to encourage you, you know, on Christmas, just to take some time, take a few moments to recall back.
真希望我们在圣诞的庆祝圣诞节的时候，安静的回想一下上帝为我们所做的。
Whether it's like a quiet moment with your family, where you can get together and gather as a family and just kind of just quietly celebrate.
可以和家人一起安静的庆祝圣诞节。
Or like our family probably will, you know, bake a birthday cake for Jesus and.You know, and sing happy birthday to Jesus. You know, that's what our family with our kids, that's what we do.
或者可以像我们家一样，我们家通常在圣诞节会烤一个生日蛋糕，然后为耶稣唱生日快乐。
It's a great morning when you wake up in that morning. Just remember, recall back.
所以在圣诞节的早上醒来的时候，记住我们庆祝这个圣诞节的原因。
Can I have the worship team?Come on up.
请敬拜小组上来。
So worship team gets ready. Why don't we just pray?
我们祷告。
Lord, your word says that in Philippians that it's just you emptied yourself. Such a humble, in humility you went to the cross.
主啊，你在腓立比书里说你倒空自己，你降卑自己。
But Lord, we see that even your the humility. And the emptying of yourself even came when you were born.
你降卑自己在屈辱中走向十字架，但是今天我们看到在你出生的时候你也是如此的谦卑。
The scriptures say that the baby would already have the spirit, would already be full of the spirit.
经上说那婴孩已经充满了神的灵。
Give thanks to you for this. You are the perfect God, this perfect example of just of humility.
我们感谢你，因为这个婴孩是谦卑的典范。
And we give thanks to you that it was not that it was not in the place of your birth, but it was who you are before the Father.
我们也感谢你。你不会因我们在世上的地位而看高我们。
And it's the same for us.
而是会因为我在你的面前的地位。
In Christ's name we pray.
耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.